Everybody's gonna move their feet.
Get down.
Everybody's gonna leave their seat.
You gotta lose your mind in Detroit, Rock City. Get up.
Everybody's gonna move their feet.
Get down.
Everybody's gonna leave their seat.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Destroyer! Destroyer!
Steel City Music.
Undertaker, and two was a food and beverage maker, three was a race car fabricator, four delivered the Sunday paper.
Love, tripping down your chair. some other guy, Crimson Jimson, from way back in the 90s, early 90s there. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music and 101.5. So yeah, I'm going through a whole bunch of stuff here and folders and different stuff, and I'm just trying to get like, one of the interviews got screwed up. The file like all messed up, so I'll play that in a later date. So I'm just pulling some music, that sort of stuff, and filing and blah, 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 blah. And I want to play this song, and then we're going to get to some no, this isn't long enough. I got to play a couple more tracks. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. I have a big set of Ronnie Hawkins music coming up, but I got to get to some – I got to time this out right. So, you know? And I'll do it with a little help. I'll go through some old requests. But you know what? Big interview coming up next week with these guys, Elephant Stars. But here's Cars Running, Let's Go. Elephant Stars on Steel City Music.
Can't dream alone. For all of you.
Same schools from the Marble Index right there. And Cars Running, Let's Go, Elephants and Stars. It is 6:31 and change right now. It's Gunner, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music on 101.5. There was a big set of music, some of the cats from Steel Orr with some requests that I put together for that hour. You heard Crimson Jimson, Trigger, Gandarvis, Chore, Acid Mudflower, Shallow North Dakota, and Varga as well. So there you go. If you want to message me and get a hold of me for an event, or you need some promo for a show, like whatever it is, if it's a charity, if you're part of the theater, writing, you know, if you're just trying to help people out, you can send me a message at jamiesmithscm@gmail.com, or give us a follow on Instagram, scmgram. Tag us in that, and I'll include it in your or on my feed, that sort of thing, and put on my profile, and I'll share, and promo you as well. Facebook as well, Steel City Music Facebook group. We also have a page, and on Twitter, Steel City Music on the Twitter. If you're on the Twitter, who knows what you're on? Do I foray into TikTok? Do I? I don't know. I know I got to start making videos and stuff like that. Do I really, though? Do you really need to see me doing a 25-second video? I had that whole discussion with Code of Facto guys last week. Was it last week or was it? No, it was only this week. I did a pre-recorded, and I'll be playing that next week. They have a new single out, and I'll air the interview next week. But I told them, you should be doing TikTok videos just about Alex's tattoo of Paul McCartney. Actually, I shouldn't have told you that. But I said, you guys should really do TikTok videos, and then, you know, guess what the tattoo is on his arm, right? Because he said, what do you think that looks like? And I went, a young Don Henley. I don't know, man. It kind of looked like Don Henley. It didn't really look like young Paul McCartney to me. Hopefully he didn't spend a ton of money on that, but I got a kick out of it. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of me, those are the ways to get a hold of me for Steel City Music, for interviews and all the other stuff. Can't have anyone in the studio just yet. We're waiting on word in the next couple months, that sort of thing. So, but eventually we're going to get there. I hope so. All right. So switching gears now. This next gentleman, Ronnie Hawkins, was someone that I knew about when I was really young. I don't know, like my dad had some of the albums. His friends would bring the albums over. They would play them in the yard, that sort of thing. And I've often talked about this, about my past. Like I was like the DJ for my parents and my parents' friends, especially my dad, when they'd all be drinking in the house or drinking in the yard, and I would be flipping the albums and getting beer. I was a consummate little server. I was. So Ronnie Hawkins was some of the stuff that I had to, that I would spin for the older folks. It's all like rockabilly style of music, and he's from Arkansas. Was it Arkansas that he's from? Yeah, I think or Kansas, somewhere around there. Yeah, but he came up to Canada in the 50s, and he just stayed. Like this was he found his groove up here. And he was born in like 1935. He passed away on May 29th. And the reason why I'm talking about him is because he was very, very strong in the Southern Ontario music scene back then, and throughout the 60s and the 70s and even going into the 80s. He was allegedly still performing in his late 60s. So, but without – you wouldn't get the band without Ronnie Hawkins, because that was the band – was his backup band. And he even came out to their last waltz show and got up and did a number with them, that sort of thing. Lots of hits, though. Lots of covers that he turned into hits, that sort of thing, like Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry's 30 Days, but it was retitled 40 Days. Mary Lou, that sort of thing. And you can hear Mary Lou in some older films, that sort of stuff. So, but I don't know. Like, he was just like one of these he was known as a rock and roll character. With people, there's always stories of him joking around and smoking grass and just being this all around rock, rhythm and blues, country, bluegrass, rockabilly, you know, crazoid kind of guy. And apparently, he was always a lot of fun to be around. And I did see a video of him. What they say is the original moonwalk, but it was called the camel walk, and he was doing it in the early '60s. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. It's a very it's similar to Michael Jackson's moonwalk, but it's called the camel walk. So, the Hawk, as he was known, Passed away on May 29th. So there you go. Condolences to his family and friends and all of his fans as well. So there you go. So I put together a set of music. And let's see. What do we got? Of course, we're going to hear Bo Diddley. You got to throw that one in for sure. Summertime. Ruby Baby as well. And another great track. And Odessa. Hey, Babalu, 40 Days, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, Mary Lou. But why don't we start things off with Ron Hawkins with the band on the last waltz. Why don't we do that, okay? And we'll spin that for you. Hey, it's been a lot of fun. I'll see you next week, eh? Okay, from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. I'm going to sign off right now, spin this, and then and I'm going to sanitize this whole studio so no one gets the COVID. You know what I mean? Okay.
As you might have heard, we got a couple of friends joining in with us tonight. 16 years ago when we started with a guy you might have heard of. We'd like to start with him, the Hawk, Ronnie Hawkins.
Yeah. young man groaned at an old man pain. The way she took my money was a crying shame.
Mary Lou,
she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. Left me stranded in a Kalamazoo. Making her a fortune off a fool like you. She got her rich man, had a dozen kids. Drove that cat until he flipped his lid. She took my diamond ring. She took my watch and chain. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. She heard me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. When she took that, a man, it gave me a chill. She took my diamond ring. She took my watch and chain. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove her far. Well, she jumped in my kitty and she drove her far.
Steel City Music.
To get back home, I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say she'll be back home in 40 days. Judge in a private early this morning. And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. They're gonna go across charge again. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days.
just like I was a fool. Yes, I was a fool. Hey, Bobby. I would love her till my dying day. Don't know why she left me this way. Left me here all alone to sit and cry on my own. Yes, I still love you. Hey, Bobby Lou. Like I was a fool, yes I was a fool. Hey, Bobaloo, 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 Bobaloo.
Well, if you see old Dancer, tell her come on home.
Odessa, baby, Odessa, baby.
Well, if you see Odessa, tell her I'm coming home.
Odessa, baby, Odessa, baby.
My feet's tired of running, got an aching in my bones.
Odessa, baby.
Well, I'm tired of running and I ain't gonna run no more.
Odessa, baby.
Yes, I'm tired of running and I ain't gonna run no more.
Odessa, baby, Odessa, baby.
The law gonna get me on my front door.
Odessa, baby.
For something I didn't do.
Oh, that's a baby. Oh, that's a baby.
Yeah.
Steel City Music.
101.5 FM. This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative.
This is Casey Alvarez here on Indie 101.5, and Keeping It Current is coming up in just a few songs. Today, I've got some fun entertainment news in store for you, like some Oscar nominees. There's also some pretty exciting news from the gaming world for you as well, especially if you've been waiting to hear about a certain Grand Theft Auto game. Stay tuned, but first, here's Jack White with Taking Me Back right here on Indie 101.5.
Legally, we are CIOI, but our friends call us Indie 101.5. Live from Hamilton.
This is Casey Alvarez here on Indie 101.5, and Keeping It Current is coming up in just a few songs. Today, I've got some fun entertainment news in store for you, like some Oscar nominees. There's also some pretty exciting news from the gaming world for you as well, especially if you've been waiting to hear about a certain Grand Theft Auto game. Stay tuned, but first, here's Jack White with Taking Me Back right here on Indie 101.5.
Legally, we are CIOI, but our friends call us Indie 101.5. Live from Hamilton.
This is Casey Alvarez here on Indie 101.5, and Keeping It Current is coming up in just a few songs. Today, I've got some fun entertainment news in store for you, like some Oscar nominees. There's also some pretty exciting news from the gaming world for you as well, especially if you've been waiting to hear about a certain Grand Theft Auto game. Stay tuned, but first, here's Jack White with Taking Me Back right here on Indie 101.5.
This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indie 101.5 FM.
Going back to the classic rock you remember.
Adjusting transmitter output.
Back when bands were big and loud. This is Space Truckin' with Uncle Mike.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
This is Space Truckin' with Uncle Mike. I'm Uncle Mike, and I'm held up here in my galactic outpost, so in the next 3 hours, I will have some great classic rock hits, as well as B-side singles and deep cuts. Let's get things started with Kiss and Detroit Rock City, right here on Indie 101.5.